Hi, my name is Corey Schumann, here doing the Silverlight Firestarter labs. This is lab number 6, Great UX with Expression Blend. Today we're going to take an existing UI and we're going to add a couple states to hide and show a menu, and then we're going to use behaviors to actually transition that, and then finally we're going to take a view model that's already existing in your application and integrate it with Blend. The Expression Blend team has done a fantastic job of going to great lengths to make sure that the code that you're writing, the architecture that you're doing, isn't going to get in the way with some of the UI things that are in Blend. So let's take advantage of some of those and go ahead and get started. First thing you'll notice is when you open up the Blend lab, it will have the Visual Studio icon. Right-click there and say Open with Expression Blend. As if this is your first time coming into Blend, over here on the left side, you'll see a projects window. Right below it, you'll see the objects and timeline, which is your document tree, then the artboard in the middle, and on the right side is the properties, resources, and data's panel. What we have here is the main page, .xaml, and up here in the top right, we have the menu that we're going to be working with. So this is analogous to, say, a BI dashboard where you have a menu and you want to hide and show it. Previous labs, what we've done is we've actually toggled visibility from code behind, actually explicitly in C# setting visibility, panel.visibility equals visible or collapsed. So this time, what we're going to do is create states, and then we're going to use timing and animation to quickly animate and transition between those two states, and then attach the go to state action, which is a behavior, and do this without any code. So it doesn't risk your code your existing code base or anything. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to highlight the menu, and over here on the objects and timeline panel, you'll see menu right here. We've already named it. So what we want to do is, if we click this hide, what this will do, this eye icon will hide and show the panel here in Blend, much like if you're familiar with Photoshop or Illustrator or even Expression Design, you can do this as well. And let's create a state and call this menu states. And then here we'll call menu open. Menu opened, past tense, and then menu closed. And when you go between the states, what we're going to find is when you click the state, you'll see this red box around the artboard. So when you're here in a state, you're going to actually define what the UI looks like in that state. So in close, what we want to do is make it transparent. We want to fade it out, and then we also want to shrink it as well. So the properties we're going to look at here are opacity and scale X and scale Y. So over here in the projects pane, we have menu highlighted. Click opacity to 0, and then you can see it's still highlighted here on the artboard. Go down to transforms, and then go to scale, 0 for X and 0 for Y. You can see that it went really, really small. When we go back to select menu option, you'll see your menu back up. To be explicit, what I like doing is clicking this advanced button right next to the opacity and selecting record current value. I'm going to do the same thing for scale X and scale Y. And so what this does is in the visual state, it will say, make entries saying that when it's open, these are the values. So there's no confusion what each state looks like. Let's add a little transition time to this. So we're going to make it about, 0.3 seconds. And finally, we're going to add some easing. Easing, and you have a number of easings to choose from, bouncing back in, something dramatic, kind of like in, out, like chordic. But something that I like is either exponential, which is very, very easy, or cubic is a little bit more dramatic, a little bit more noticeable. So we'll use that for this lab. Something easing is one of those things that adds a touch of polish that the user may or may not really notice. But as humans, if you drop a ball, it accelerates as it falls. Things don't really happen in linear motion. They accelerate or decelerate. And so if you can make your UI do that as well, it registers in users' minds, whether they notice it or not. Makes it feel more natural. And now when we go to between the state, it works, but we don't really have that timing. So let's click this turn on transition preview, and then you can see what it looks like. Has that nice easing. Makes it feel very much like Windows 7 when you minimize a window to the taskbar and then expand it out. So this concludes exercise 1. In exercise 2, what we'll do is when you run this, we'll actually attach a behavior to it, so that way we don't have to write any code and let the behavior do all the work for us. This is exercise 2. And here we're going to use a behavior, attach behavior, to actually call those states, so that way we don't have to do this from the code behind. Very nice, blends enabling us to take our hands away from C# for a few minutes and let us use some of the behaviors. Now, behaviors are pieces of code that enable us to execute UI pieces of functionality. You can write your own. Fortunately, in Blend, if you go to the Assets panel, whether it's the assets up here in the top left near the Projects panel, or down here, there's two chevrons that you can click, two arrows, that give you a full, rich view of the assets. Click Behaviors here, and you'll notice there are a number of behaviors, such as Call Method Action, which we'll touch on in Exercise 3, Fluid Behavior. We're concerned here about Go to State Action. So let me make sure that we go back to the base state, just so we're not recording anything. And then we're going to click and drag the Go to State Action on top of this toggle button, on the Settings toggle button. Over here in the Properties panel, you'll notice that the properties for that Go to State Action come up. So what happens when the Settings button is checked, what we're going to do is actually open the menu. And then finally, we are going to add one to close the menu as well. So click and drag again on the button, and then say when it's unchecked, we are going to close it. And then let's go to Project and Run, much like Visual Studio. And we'll bring up a web browser. And as you click, it expands and collapses, just like we want to. Animation is happening without us creating a storyboard, without us writing any code behind. It's fairly easy and fast to bring some polish to your application. This concludes exercise 2, which will lead us to exercise 3, which is integrating a view model into Blend. So this is exercise 3. In here, in projects, in the sample solution that you downloaded, you'll notice there's something here called main view model. This is our view model. Let's take a quick look at it. You can view code and write code with full IntelliSense in Expression Blend. For example, we can see this, and we can see a number of our IntelliSense come up. It also plays nicely with Visual Studio. So, for example, if you right-click on this C# file, you can actually say edit in Visual Studio. Conversely, if you're in Visual Studio, you can right-click on a piece of XAML and say edit in Expression Blend. So they're pretty tightly coupled and playing very nice together. So this is our view model. And here we have the constructor, and then followed by a property called isMenuOpen, and then two methods here, openMenu and closeMenu. Finally, we're following up with an iNotify property changed event handler. So instead of using the go to state action and have explicitly call the state, what we're going to do is when you click the settings button, we're actually going to call these methods on the view model. Because in the view model, you might want to do something like track metrics of how many times they open the menu or how many times the menu has been closed. That's kind of the pieces of functionality you want to capture in your view model. So the concern might be, you can't do that with states, but you can. So you use the call, go back here to the assets, and let's come back to main page. Behaviors, there's two behaviors here that we're going to be concerned about. One is call method action, which is actually going to call the method in the view model. And then we're also going to use the data state behavior that will tell us, that will attach to the isMenuOpen property. And so if it's true, then it will open it. If it's false, it won't. So here, let's go ahead and get started. First thing we're going to do is actually delete this goToState action, because we want the view model to actually call the state via the data state behavior. So back on the toggle button, let's do a call method action, drag and drop it here. And we'll drag two of them, one for opening and one for closing. Now, the view model isn't actually attached, so we kind of got ahead of ourselves here by adding those two call method actions. Let's take a step back and actually add the view model as a data source. So here on the data panel, you can do create sample data or create data source. So we're going to create a data source, click this button, click create object data source, and then here you'll notice, let's see, show all assemblies. This will show us actually all the .NET assemblies. We'll uncheck that so that way we have a clearer view of what our project has to offer. Here is the main view model. Let's click OK on that. This is our view model, and you can see that isMenuOpen is the property that we're going to attach the data state behavior to. And then we also have the close menu method and the open menu method. So now that we have this, we're going to actually click and drag this on here to the artboard. Notice it's a little above my UI, and what this little blue message here says is data bind layout root.dataContext to main view model data source. And so you'll see down here in the data context that it's added. Let's take a brief look at the XAML to see what this has done. So looking at, let's go to tab actually moves the menus out of the way, and then we'll click over here to get a better view of our XAML. This line right here was added, and it's so main view model, the key was created, and it says is a data source is true. And so let's take a look at layout root, because the data context of layout root was actually set to that static resource. So that's simply what was done by clicking and dragging that on there. It's kind of important from time to time to double check and ensure. Blend will do this for you, so it's very trustworthy, and the XAML that it produces is wonderful and even better and optimized sometimes than you can actually do by hand. But it's always nice as a developer to know exactly what's going on. Now let's go back to this toggle button call method. And what I want to do here is click the properties. And so when the first one, when it's checked, what I wanted to do is actually call the open method. And then when it's unchecked, I want to say close menu, call the close menu method. Again, let's take a look at XAML here and say one last piece that we're missing here is the target object data binding, and we want to bind to our actual data source. So let's delete this, and we're going to manually copy and paste this in here to make sure that data object. Let's run this. Nothing should happen right now because the visual state is actually not being called. We're just simply setting values in the view model. So let's close this. The way to call that visual state, here's the trick that where it ties it all back together, is using the data state behavior. And we'll click and drag data state behavior on top of layout root. And we'll say binding. We will bind this to the is menu open. And then we will say the value we want to evaluate against is true. If it's true, then we want the menu open. If it's false, we want it closed. So now let's run this and ensure that method is being called. If the method is being called, then we're in business. There we go. Must have a typo. Let's go back and take a look at this. Let's go to our view model, close menu, and open menu are the two. Close menu, and this is the problem. Open menu, there we go. Just a typo. So press F5 to run it, much like Visual Studio. Should be very comfortable. And then, there we go. So what is happening here is you're clicking opening and closing, calling the view model's methods, and those methods are changing the isMenuOpen property in your view model, and then using the data state behavior on top of the layout root. It's actually choosing, based upon the value, is choosing to show state, the open state or the closed state. So this concludes our lab 6 of creating, using Blend to create UX, great UX. What you've learned is how to create visual states, how to use behaviors, and then finally how to tie this all back together using your existing architecture view models, if you will, using Blend. So come back and join us for our next lab.